assists. In the first quarter, Harbor Beach, 30%. They were only 4 for 13. Then all of a sudden, explosion time, 11 for 15, 73%. Totals, 15 for 28, 53%. That's the game right there.
Yeah, I would say so. Now, Ryan Brown, you caught up with an assistant coach for Harbor Beach, didn't you?
I did. I talked to the assistant coaches, and I just kind of asked them what they talked about at halftime. And towards the end of that second quarter, if you guys noticed, that Harbor Beach kind of played a little bit more zone than usual. They're going to kind of come out, play a little zone a little bit, because it seemed to bog down USA's shooting and their penetration. They're going to do that and also make them man-to-man once in a while to really kind of throw them off balance. And they notice USA is comfortable in their zone. They haven't came out of that. They're just going to be ready for USA to come out, switch up defense kind of like what Harbor Beach is doing. And they're just going to change on the fly. If USA plays man, Harbor Beach will address that accordingly. If they stay in the zone, they'll just keep plugging away and doing what they're doing.
Well, we have one more break ahead of us before starting the second half. It's Harbor Beach 32, USA 21 at halftime. Third quarter action coming right up.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb, a $15 phone, and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited-time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Here we go. Second quarter, third quarter action about to begin. 32-21, Harbor Beach leads USA in this district quarterfinal matchup. The winner will take on Cass City on Wednesday at, I believe, 6 p.m. in Cass City, the host for this district. USA will start to get the third quarter, and McGrair caught the timeline. 32-21, USA trailing by 11.
Harbor Beach is playing a 2-1-2 zone.
And Kraft is on the prayer currently. USA trying to evaluate the forces in front of them. Feeds into Ballard in the right post, but Boone got tipped it right before Ballard did. He goes out of bounds. USA ball underneath their own hoop.
If Jordan Boone didn't get to it, that was a dunk by Ballard.
Absolutely. McGrair in the right corner. That in by Rick. Bobber takes a 16-footer. Goes about a foot long. McGrair gets the rebound, and he puts it up for the jump shot from the right elbow, and it's good. So USA starts the scoring for the third quarter. 32-23, 9-point lead for Harbor Beach. Over to Ginther, but it's picked off by McGrair on the skip pass from the right to left. And here comes McGrair into Dan Rick, left wing. Brings it back up. Now to Faber, top of the key. McGrair, left wing. Harbor Beach still in that zone defense, trying to force them to the left side. McGrair on his left, almost loses it. Picks it up right at the top of the key. Over to Faber, left wing. Back over to McGrair. Right wing now to Nick Fletcher. Faber, top of the key, takes the three, and it's a little, not much arc there. Nick Fletcher gets the rebound, puts it up in the left block, and it's up and good. Nick Fletcher now has 7, and it's a 7-point lead for Harbor Beach. They're leading by 11 at halftime.
USA's back in the 2-1-2 zone.
Klasky now over to Kraft in the right wing, dribbling in. Kicks it out to Seaman in the right corner. Feeds it into Kraft at the right post. Picking it up. Seaman for three at the right wing. This one's long. Rebound. Loose still. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Faber of USA. It's going to be Harbor Beach ball. 6:22 left in the third. 32-25. Harbor Beach over USA. Kraft trying to pass it in. The Klasky is wide on the left corner for three. They let him have it. And this one's no good. Rebound Harbor Beach. Booms, kicks it up to Kraft in the left wing. Back up Ginther, top key. Also set. Over to Kraft. Over to Steam in the left corner. This one just inside the three-point shot. And that one goes no good. Gainforth wants a push on the rebound. Giving an earful to the official currently. McBrayer over to Rick, left wing. Almost took a three. Now to Nick Fletcher on the baseline. Back up McBrayer, left wing. It's Bobber who drives into the lane. Kicks it out to Fletcher for three in the corner. This one goes no good. Rebound, Ginther. Up to Kraft. Here they come. He's at the free throw line. Goes against McBrayer. He swipes it out of the hands of him. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Kraft. USA ball. 32-25. 7-point lead for the Pirates. 5:39 left in the third. John, what's the difference with the third quarter?
You know, right now, Harbor Beach is not really getting to their sets as far as attacking the 2-and-2 zone for USA. It's almost like they had to relearn what they were doing in the first half and make it successful in the second half.
As Ginther almost stole that ball from Bobber as Nick Fletcher takes a jump shot inside the paint, and Ginther gets the rebound.
A lot of the offensive production for Harbor Beach, though, comes off of their defense.
And Booms at the left elbow takes the jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Steven. He puts it up, and it's good. And there's a whistle. We have a push. The shot is good. And the foul is on number 44, Ballard. It appears it's after the shot. Hold on. There is no 44 on the... Yes, there is a 44 on the court for Harbor Beach. That's Sloan Klasky. He gets charged with the pushing foul after the shot. So the shot is good from Andrew Seaman. Gainforth is arguing that right now. So the lead is back up to 9 for Harbor Beach. Fouls against the offensive Sloan Klasky with the push. Both coaches yelling at their team, trying to motivate them for the rest of this game. 34-25. McBrayer brings it up. Full court pressure from Harbor Beach. Gets through that with ease. They're still in that zone. McBrayer now drives into the paint. Kicks it out to number 5. Nick Fletcher takes the jump shot just inside the 3. That one's no good. Rebound, Ginther. Tries to feed it into Kraft. He kicks it into Booms, but it's a hard pass right into the paint. Loose ball, rebound, USA. Here comes McBrayer, left elbow. Up to Rick, over to the corner. McBrayer almost took the 3. Kind of gets stripped by Steven. Gets stripped again. And there's a whistle, probably going to be on the arm on Harbor Beach, and it is.
I think it's going to be the second one for Jordan Boone. Harbor Beach is really becoming impatient. I don't know why. They've got a lead, and they're really trying to make the absolutely perfect pass, something where you thread the needle with.
As USA inbounds it to Faber, picks up the dribble at the right elbow over to Rick, right wing. And Ginther gets a steal. He has nothing but fresh air in front of him. Slows down just so McBrayer goes up. And McBrayer stripped him, and it goes out of bounds.
No foul call.
As it should have been. Should have been called no foul. And McBrayer with the heads-up play there. Harbor Beach ball underneath your own hoop. Kraft passing this one in. Season Ginther with the give-and-go right inside the paint. Goes no good. Rebound Ballard. And we have a foul against number 40 now for Harbor Beach. Andrew Seaman. Gave Ballard a little bit of a facial. Substitution for USA, number 20, Kyle Fletcher replaces Ballard. 4:10 to go in the third. It's still 34-25, 9-point lead for Harbor Beach over USA. They're leading the Patriots by 11 at halftime. Kyle Fletcher drives in the paint, picks up his dribble, has a loose ball, steal by Seaman up to Kraft. You're going up to the right side and goes up, and it's at the goal setting. Kraft went up for the layup, and McBrayer went and snagged it out of the hoop practically on its way down. That's a goaltending. First one of the season.
First one
of the
year.
So,
back on, could call that.
Back on two, and we were at a low point there. Back on two for the Pirates, and that's for Kraft. He now has 19 points in the night. 36-25, 11-point lead for the Pirates. 3:45 left in the third. USA has it right side of your radio in the red and blue jerseys. Predominantly red, blue stripe on the right side. Bobber for three for the right wing. Takes the 3, no good. Rebound, Kyle Fletcher right at the left post. Kicks it back out to McBrayer, wide open from the left wing. This one's good. They're not dead yet. John McBrayer with the 3, now 5 points in the night. All in the third quarter here. It's 36-28. As Kraft beats it into Seaman on the high school style alley-oop at the left post. It's good.
Perfect pass.